Good, good, good. Well, in today's lesson from the Old Testament, we hear God say these words. The Lord does not see man as man sees. Man sees the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. So let's talk about some outward appearances. Who wants to help me this morning? You do? Okay, come on up. Come on up. So this should be fun. I know that it'll be fun. So what I have here is I have some money to give to you, all right? So Cooper, you can count very well, right? So I'm going to give you two quarters. And you can have those two quarters, but I tell you what, I'm going to trade with you because I have three dimes. And three dimes are greater than two quarters, right? Two, three. So you want the three dimes? Okay, so let me have the quarters. You can have the three dimes. Now, wait a minute. You have three dimes, but look what I have. I have four nickels. Four is greater than three, isn't it? You want the four nickels because it's a higher number. Okay, so you can have the four nickels. There you go. Hold on to the four nickels. Now, wait a minute. One last thing. Look what I have. I have five coins here, five pennies. And those are greater than those four nickels, aren't they? Four, five. So do you want the four pennies or the five pennies? Okay. So now what have I just done to Cooper? I was looking at everything on the outward, wasn't I? Which, does Cooper have the most money or do I have the most money? I have the most money, don't I? Because even though he has five pennies, that's 5 cents. And even though I had four nickels, that's 20 cents. And even though I had three dimes, that's 30 cents. And even though I have two quarters, that's 50 cents. You see how the outward appearance can be deceiving to us? And it's the same way with God's word. And as we look at today's lesson, we see that that God does not work or think as we do. God sees the heart, and we think of the outward appearances. Cooper thought he had the most money because he had five pennies, but he actually had less, didn't he? And it's the same way. Samuel was sent to anoint a king. That's okay, Cooper, you did well, because I purposely did it on purpose. So don't be upset with me. You're not upset, are you? Oh, good, good. Go ahead. You can have a seat now. So Cooper's not mad at me. I'm good. And you see, today's lesson, God sends Samuel to anoint the king. Now, we want to think that the king is great, and he is handsome, and he is tall, and he has lots of muscles. But he doesn't, does he? We are thinking of the outward appearance, but God looks at, what does God look at?
The heart.
He looks at the heart. And the man who was faithful was the youngest, the one who seemed the least, and his name is David, and he was out taking care of the sheep. And God said, no, bring David before me. And when David came in, God told Samuel, this is the one. And you know, today is Life Sunday, and there are so many children today, and people look down on children because they think they're not important. Does anyone think that you're unimportant? I hope not. Everyone knows that you're important, especially the Lord, because when the Lord looks at you, what is he looking at? What has happened here for you? Cooper, come here. Come here. I'm not done yet. You got to stay with me. So when you were baptized, what did the Lord do with your heart? You remember he washed your sins away, and he gave you a new heart. And therefore, God sees you. He knows who you are, Cooper. God knows who you are. I remember you being baptized right here. How do you know I know that?
Because you're smart.
Yep, because I'm smart. He's exactly right. You need to tell more of the congregation that, all right? So, the point is, God knows who you are. He even knows the little baby who's in the womb. And even though there may be evil people who will kill that baby, God still knows that child because he knows the heart. He knows that child is an innocent child, and that child has done nothing to be murdered. He does not deserve this in any way. But just like with the outward appearances, we think, well, the child's not important, so it's okay to do with the child. But God says no. What's greater is what God sees. And what God sees is he sees a dear child. So with that, let's fold our hands and close our eyes, and let's pray to the Lord. Cooper, you can stand right here. You can fold your hands and let's pray. Lord, we give you thanks that you see not as man sees. Lord, you see the heart, and that's most important. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless these children. For, Lord, you have baptized them, and you have set them apart. And, Lord, you see their heart, and you see the great love that they have for you. And they know the great love that you have for them. We pray, Lord, that you will end this scourge across America and the world, this scourge of abortion. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will come, and that as you continue to look upon our hearts, you will announce to us that you have sent your Son who has died for us and who has washed away all of our sins. And Lord, we wait for you to return. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come quickly indeed. And all the children said,
Amen.
And remember.